I'm here with Conor Sullivan in the IRD to a hello. There's a great buzz of people arriving early. Everybody's excited, I think, Con.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long engagement with the Historic Graves Project, but I think it was really worthwhile, wasn't it?
Well, it was absolutely brilliant to get this thing up and running, because where I live at home, people call knocking at the door. They would be after coming from maybe England, America, or Australia, or anywhere, or maybe even only from a few miles down the road, and they would have one request. We came searching for such a grave, can you help us? 9 times out of 10 we wouldn't have a clue, but now with this survey ongoing, and hopefully we'll be finished before long, that the information will be very, very close at hand, and we'll be able to help these people, because it is a pity when they come and when they can't be helped, and most of them go away and they'll be broken at it again, you know, failing again at the last hurdle just to try and come to an ancestor's grave or a friend or whatever it was, but just having no idea where to start looking, and you wouldn't be able to help them. And it is a pity, really, but from now on we will be able to do something, because we will know, the information will be there.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant thing for the whole area to have it all done. Because, you know, even though we're in a local area, there are other relations spread out around, and you never know who you trace. And it is a brilliant idea.
But and you've been working on the project, Con. You've been day-to-day surveying out with John and helping the community.
Yes, I have. And the techniques are unbelievable, like, you know, things we would never have thought of, like using the mirrors and torches. I can remember before, we'd grab a fist of grass and try and rub it on to know, could you read one? We never noticed how simple, until we see this done, of just how a mirror or a torch can help you to read them. And especially with some of the designs on the gravestones, which we would never have noticed before. Now, when you look at a headstone, you'll also look at that more than read it. You would look at the carvings and whatever else is on it, like, just to give you another idea. And we would never have taken any notice before, even though we live in an area where there was traditionally an awful lot of stonecutters. Now we are a bit more careful, and we look around and we see if we can find out exactly who done the work and maybe where it would have come from or what the story is. We don't know at all, but we're learning bit by bit. We know a lot more than we did a couple of months ago anyway. But it's brilliant from that point of view.
Yeah, and it's all up in line there, ready to view.
It's all up in line now. That's very, very good. Because as I said to before, like, people from far away now, before they even come, they will have a fair idea where to start searching. And with the proper equipment, it will be only a few feet away from a grave at any time. So it's brilliant up there.